It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
This is interesting. We're having the month of May 2 months early this year.
Well put.
The things that have been happening are more May-like than March-like. Yes, a continuation of the pattern this week of warmer than normal. And we had 2 days this week. We had March 11 and March 12, both this week, where record high temperatures were set, 63 and 64. And then we had another day, in which the next day, March 13, where the high was 57 and the record is 58. So we almost broke another record. So interesting, far above normal. The average temperature for the month so far is somewhere around 36, 36 and a half degrees or so. And normal is about 25. The warmest March, we're about halfway through now, so we'll see what the second half has to offer. But the warmest March on record goes back to 2012, where the average temperature for the whole month was almost 40 degrees. There were some fascinating days that month where temperatures were well over 70 degrees. We'll see if that's going to happen this time around. The other statistics of note, of course, is that we've had very little precipitation, less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation as of this point. And that brings out a couple of concerns that probably all of us have. One of them is when it's this dry in the spring, it's fire time, fire season, and it's almost critical to watch out about fires. And this, of course, would be grass fires. The grass fires can whip up to be something else, especially when you get a dry, windy day. And then the other concern I have is about the spring vernal ponds. Vernal ponds are very valuable. For many years, they were overlooked as not being valuable, but they're very valuable in the development of a number of critters, most likely being the amphibians. And they come about from the snowpack, which is usually at this time we have the deepest snowpack of the whole year. When that melts, it melts into low places to form these vernal ponds. Well, this year, there's no snowpack, and the vernal ponds that I've visited, several are completely dry. Other ones are very low. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I think there's other places they can go to reproduce, but the vernal ponds are very important. Other things of note, we will be on the 19th coming up. We will be at the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. And yes, the days and nights are equal. And from that point on, daylight is going to be longer than the darkness. That means, of course, we're going to have some migrants. Speaking of darkness, I hope you had a chance to see the waxing crescent moon in these last few nights. It looks like a smiley face in the west. And what appears to be the star near it is, of course, the planet Jupiter. Raptor migration has been noted at Enger this whole week. The number one is bald eagles. There have been hundreds of those virtually every day. And then there's things like red-tailed hawk and rough-legged hawk and a few other ones. They had one turkey vulture they counted. But for the most part, it is the larger raptors. In addition to that, it's the waterfowl that are moving across. Canada geese, I cannot step outside for not even an hour without hearing or seeing Canada geese going across. And usually they are very loud. Also very loud is the trumpeter swans that have been coming across, and many of those have settled down. So there's two very loud migrants. The tundra swans, which are a little smaller and fly in bigger flocks, tend to be quieter, and I did see one flock of those. I had another one just recently on a walk that added to these loud birds, and that's the sandhill crane. I've been waiting for sandhill cranes to come across, and finally it happened just a couple of days ago. In addition to that, there has been a number of other migrants that I have noted, both the common and the hooded merganser, mallard ducks, golden-eyed duck, wood ducks. All of these have been seen recently. And then a bunch of songbirds. The most obvious songbirds right now are probably the ones that have wintered with us, the woodpeckers and the chickadees and the nuthatches and blue jays, but there are some of the migrants that are showing up. On a walk one day this week, I saw both a purple finch and a tree sparrow. I saw them both right near each other. A robin came to the yard, and then there was a mourning dove that was singing. Mourning dove, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, is called that because when it sings, it makes a very mournful or sad kind of sound, and so it's called a mourning dove. I've also been noticing very active owls at night. They're doing a lot of calling. They are an early breeder. Like lots of raptors, they make nests early in the season because it takes a while for them to raise their baby. And so I think that's probably what's going on. But they've been very active. Chickadee this week on March 10. Coyotes have been calling every night. We had, like lots of people, we had ice out this week. March 12, ice out on our lake. That is so remarkable. Before this year, the earliest ice out I had ever seen was in that March of 2012, when it was ice out on March 25. And here we had March 12 this year of ice out. Wow. And I went down to the lake at that time, and in the open water, I saw a few otters. So that's another interesting critter to watch. A couple things I have not seen or heard. I have not yet heard the drumming of ruffed grouse, though I had people tell me they have. I have not yet seen or heard the singing of red-winged blackbirds. Once again, they have been recorded. And I have not seen any butterflies. And I'm kind of expecting, with the kind of weather we have, that they would be around as well. We had crocuses in bloom this week, and I saw dandelions in bloom, and those, of course, mean that they're getting plenty of sunlight, and they can open the blossoms. Usually that means, yes, other insects are out. As I said, I still haven't seen any of the butterflies. There are also moths that are out at this time. One of the interesting things to look at this time is the trees, and the trees that had been forming furry buds earlier in the season, that's namely the willow and the quaking aspen, they have now developed into growing catkins. Catkins appear to be kind of like a caterpillar, kind of hot dog shape that are hanging from the branches of the trees. And that is where, usually it's the male, that's where the pollen will develop. And right now, willows, aspen, alders, and hazel are all developing catkins. And finally, I have to pass on a little comparison to last year, that our total amount of snow from the very beginning is 18.7 inches. A year ago, it was almost 100 inches higher than that, 116 and a half inches. And then, of course, it went on to set the record. However, keep looking, and I think we're going to see more migrants this week. Take care. Have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.